So it was quite the moment in LA last night, just shy of the end of the third quarter. LeBron James became the NBA's highest point scorer of all time.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. And LeBron stands alone. The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James.
38,388 beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387 NBA insider Brett Siegel's with us. Brett, morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Counting down to it because it's been building for a while. Didn't make it any less special, did it?
No, I mean, this is something that people have been counting down ever since LeBron was in Miami with Miami Heat. I mean, we're talking about a guy that entered the league already being called the king, and he was arguably the best draft prospect to ever enter the NBA, and now to see him surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in a record that many thought would never be broken, it's just one of the most historic moments that you'll always look back on and remember where you were if you're a big NBA and basketball fan.
Exactly, and this his record can't be beaten now, because if you think about it, he's going to go on for a number of years to go. The next person, I mean, it's impossible to get there, isn't it?
Well, that's the biggest question. When you see one of these records broken, it's, okay, well, who's next on this list? And to be perfectly honest, this may be one of these records that we never get to see be broken again, because LeBron James at 38 years old is continuing to just rewrite history and become an unreal talent in this league. And who knows, he may even pull something that we've seen similar to what Tom Brady has done in the NFL, where he plays till he's 44, 45 years old. And he surpasses that 40,000 point mark, maybe even 42,000 points. So if you ask me right now, no, there's no one close to beating this record. I mean, the next best scorer in the league is Kevin Durant, who ranks 14th on the all-time scoring list. But, I mean, well, he'll be lucky to break the top five by the end of his career.
Exactly. Talk to me about points versus impact. I mean, he's not only scoring the points, but is he the greatest player of all time?
It's such an open-ended question. I mean, you could absolutely make an argument that LeBron James is the greatest player and cemented his legacy as the greatest player of all time last night. He's got the points. He's got the championships. He doesn't have the most championships, but, I mean, he's done it with three different teams. And to me, I think the biggest thing that stands out about LeBron James in his career is the fact that he's one of the best passers in league history. And I think that's something that goes so unnoticed at times. We're talking about a guy that ranks fourth right now in assists all time.
Yeah.
And he's going to be right behind John Stockton, right behind Jason Kidd by the time he retires. So, yeah, you could absolutely make the argument that he's the greatest of all time. You could still make an argument for Kareem. You could say Wilt Chamberlain. And then you even have Michael Jordan. You could throw him on the list, Bill Russell with his championships. There really is no right answer to this because of how the game has changed through the years. And each generation of talent that comes in, they do something different that makes them stand out and makes them a special player. So if LeBron James is number one on your greatest of all time list, that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with people saying, though, that Michael Jordan's the greatest, Kareem is still the greatest, and so on and so on.
But I tell you what, it's a great discussion to have, isn't it? Brett, appreciate your expertise very much. Brett Siegel, NBA insider and reporter out of New York for us this morning.